Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Gary Ward. Batting second, the shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting third, the right fielder, Dave Engel. Batting fourth, the DH, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Mickey Hatcher. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth, the catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth, the left fielder, Mark Funderburk. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second, the second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third, the center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth, the DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting sixth, the catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Koosman. And now, play ball. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher bunts towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to second. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti strikes out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smalley scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski takes first base on ball four. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a pop-up towards first. Hatcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Funderburk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funderburk hits a line drive into left field. LaFleur picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on LaFleur. Funderburk moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Funderburk scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Squires. Ward moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-1 in the game. Engel hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward moves to third. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-0 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti strikes out. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mackanin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Bernazard moves to second. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lozinski hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bernazard moves to third. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. There goes Lemon trying to get to third. Ward throws the ball into Getty, who tags Lemon for the out. Nordhagen moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Funderburk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funderburk is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Funderburk takes first base on ball 4. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ward moves to second. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-2 in the game. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-2 in the game. Engel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Baker now playing second base. Pete Mackanin now playing third base. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-1 in the game. Morrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-1 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Redfern fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-2 in the game. LaFleur is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Koosman covering, for the out. One out. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Baker reaches third base with a triple. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mackanin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-2 in the game. Laudner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Luzinski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Funderburk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funderburk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Funderburk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Lynn McLaughlin now pitching. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. Ward moves to third. Two outs. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Roy Smalley. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Laudner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Squires moves to second. Doug Corbett now pitching. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Bill Almon. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatcher fields it and throws to second for the out. Squires moves to third. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Pryor now playing shortstop. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher strikes out. One out. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Kent Harbeck now playing first base. Mickey Hatcher now playing left field. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-3 in the game. Laudner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Laudner reaches second base with a double. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ward is walked intentionally. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. Laudner moves to third. Two outs. Lamar Hoyt now pitching. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Engel takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to second. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-1 in the game. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoyt covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Turner pinch hits for Jim Morrison. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.